got to go out there and fight, you know. Like I said, just they ended it with a field goal, and whatever you can really say, you know, it's not like we didn't go out there and fight to the end. You know, we just didn't execute when we needed to execute. And like I said, you can't have mistakes and turnovers and win games. You got to go out there and be mistake-free, and, you know, that's what great teams do.
You got them 3rd and 12 in their earned territory. Would that be a play that you look back on and you say, you just stopped them there?
Yeah, that's all it is. You know, we got to get off on third downs, and, you know, we can't have big plays. You know, and they had some big plays, and, you know, it hurt us. But, you know, as a defense, we just can't have it.
Were you tired, or did they do something different on that last drive?
No, we weren't tired, you know. And like I said, we our rotation is just that's the way the game goes, you know. Like I said, they made a big play, and it's nothing you can really say about it.
You guys frustrated the fact that you couldn't sack
Ben? I mean, like I said, we try to get to him as fast as we could, you know. Like I said, that's all I can tell you.
What made him so tough in the pocket in terms of avoiding the pressure?
I mean, getting ball fast, you know, taking two steps and throwing the ball pretty fast. So,
if you don't get to Ben and you don't force any turnovers, pretty unlikely that you guys can be able to pull out a win. I mean, pretty much the formula you need.
Yeah, we just had a, you know, we had some big plays and we can't let them have big plays, you know.
You were close to Ben. You know, how frustrating is that you're close a few times?
Like I said, I'm going to tell you again, it's, you know, we try to get there as quick as possible, you know, and that's what we try to do. And, hey, you know, he got the ball off, and like he's supposed to, and like I said, you know, he executed. So the thing is, you know, he played a well game, getting the ball off and getting to his receivers.
You know, we're just going to learn from it, though. Things happen out there, and you know, like I heard Kurt saying, they just made one more play than we did somewhere along the line. So we're just gonna learn from it, and keep getting better.
Andy was saying on that 3rd and 12 play that they just made the right call against the right coverage. You guys around man?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, something like that. But yeah, that's the game of football. You know, that's how it is. Sometimes. Things didn't happen like that. So.
Were you surprised by how effective Mendenhall was in his first game back?
Not really. He's a great running back, you know, and we know what he can do. They know what he can do, and you know, he ran well today, and you know, he runs hard, and he's a heck of a player.
It seemed like that there were no real big plays. It was all 10, 11 yard meme type things. How tough is that as a defense to stop when they're just content taking those little shots each time?
It's tough, but, you know, it's also a good thing to look at as far as the defense. You know, we weren't giving up any big, big plays, and that's always a positive. But, you know, you got to stop them every night. You know, the dink and dunk plays, you got to be able to stop them. And, we're just going to keep learning and, you know, learn from this and keep moving forward.
What was your take on the final drive? What was the big difference there between the situation where you guys have been very successful in previous games and not –
Yeah, like I always say, you know, just making the play when we have to. You know, made plays all day, made some good plays, made some bad plays, and, you know, obviously we just weren't able to make the play whenever we needed to today. So, but, you know, we learn from it. It happens.
How tough was it watching Roethlisberger seem to escape the pressure? I know you're not really watching him per se, but knowing how good his pass rush is to see him escape in time.
Yeah, we knew that coming in, you know, that he has great ability to keep the play going, you know, and he gets out of the pocket well. And, you know, we knew that coming into the game. So, you know, it didn't surprise me all that much. I knew he was going to be able to get out and, you know, that we'd have to lock down the receivers running down the field. So, you know, they're a great offense, good offense.
I mean, Mike's a great player. He's a great quarterback. He understands. It hurts him more than it hurts us, you know, the fact that he fumbled the ball. So, like I said, we're going to move on, and we're going to keep our spirits up. We played a good football team. We didn't come out with the win. Not happy about that, but, you know, we can't dwell on the negatives all the time.
When you're on 4th and 1 on your 31 and they tell you to stay out there and get it, what's that feel like?
I like that. You know, just the fact that, you know, Coach Reed has confidence in us that we're going to get that first down, and the fact that we did it.
Is there any coincidence between the fact that you got involved in the second half offensively and everything started to click?
No, I don't think so. We were driving the ball there in the first half. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, but, you know, ultimately we were able to, you know, put a few good drives there together and go up against a good football team, take the lead, and, you know, ultimately they came out with the win, but... hey, we got to keep grinding. We got a lot of football left, and you know, this is just one game. They got us, and you got to give credit to them. But we'll pick it up. We'll play better.
Can you take us through the touchdown?
It was just man-to-man, and they were blitzing. And, you know, I kind of figured Mike was going to come to me. He made a great throw. I mean, right when I came out of my break, it was right there.
On the play before, I was expecting almost to see the tight end screen at some point. We hadn't seen much of it this season with Harbor there. Was it, you know, something you guys wanted to work a little bit more in the offense this week?
Yeah, I mean, Clay did a great job on that. He's done a great job on that all year. He got vertical, and he probably pushed for 4 or 5 extra yards. So I think he had a pretty good game.
You're taking a lot of headshots this year. You got another one today. I mean, no after effects. You're okay.
I'm good.
What positives can you take out of fighting back and ultimately come up short? But, you know, what are some of the good things you take from this?
Just the fact that, you know, we were, you know, down in a hole a little bit. We fought back, and we took the lead. You know, ultimately we didn't get the win, but the fact that we kept fighting, and, you know, I'm just proud of the guys that we were able to do that. And, you know, there's things that mistakes we've made during the game that, you know, put us in bad situations, but, you know, I'm sure they're saying the same thing over there. You know, they don't make the field goal, and it's a different story. So,
and then they're out there doing the best job they could do to, you know, stop a very good team in the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I wish it could have came out different, but you know, wasn't able to really have everything going our way today. Today was just one of them days.
Deshaun, did you lose this game in the first half?
I definitely think the first half, you know, set us up in a bad position, being down 10-0. You know, and coming into halftime, just trying to make the adjustments and come back out. I think we did a great job in the second half, just showing, you know, the intensity and how we played the game. So, I mean, that's just something good to, you know, feed off of us, how we played in the second half, and hopefully we could turn it over to play.
But you lost the touchdown now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's part of the game, brother. And, you know, we wouldn't like to, you know, turn over the ball and do them type of things, but, you know, it's football and things happen sometimes, and, you know, it just hurt us. So,
did you talk to Mike at all about, you know, they're obviously coming after the ball on every play now?
Yeah, I mean, Mike understands what he has to do. You know, he's a grown man, he's a professional at the same time, so I think he'll get it fixed, you know, so that's all I agree to say.
Was he down after that second?
He just expects more out of himself, so definitely he was frustrated, but you know, he still kept going out there and playing and doing a good job of putting us in position to win the game.
How tough is it staying on the sidelines? You score the touchdown that gives you a lead, and then there's nothing to get.
I mean, it's very tough, honestly. You know, wish, like I said, it could have turned out different. You know, felt being up 13-14, you know, having our defense out there was a great shot for us, but you know, they were the better team today. They got us.
Can you talk about the positives you can take from the game, though?
I mean, you know, coming back from 10-0 is a very is a big positive. You know, second half was, you know, very, you know, the way we wanted to go. And like I said, that's really kind of all we could really look forward to is, you know, just trying to start faster and, you know, finishing stronger.
What clicked on that last drive in the fourth quarter to get you guys a touchdown?
You know, just something about the second half, man. You know, we just had it going in the second half. That first half didn't really work that way, but that second half, I don't know, we just came out and, you know, everything was kind of, you know, working the way we wanted to.
Is there anything worse than a 1-point loss?
You know? Yeah, I mean, it hurts. It's frustrating, tough, but we got to keep moving, man. We can't stop here. We got to keep moving.